Blog Talk Radio.
Talk show. Turned this up a little bit. I had the music up, so I wanted to make sure. Well, good evening, good evening, good evening. Once again, thank you so much for tuning into the next chapter of Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. I would like to read something at the beginning of from our brochure. And it's from your director, Mary Hollis, and your host. It's been 20, this year it'll be June, it'll be 30 years that Al transitioned. And in the last 29 years, I have learned to put my faith in God. In spite of the loss of my husband, Al, God has shown me that he will always be a comforter and a provider for me and my children. Sometimes the road seems very dark and lonely. It did during that period of time. But I encourage you to keep your focus on God, and he will get you through day by day. Not week by week, but day by day. Each day could be different. You're feeling different, but it will get you through day by day. Just deal with it one day at a time. There is no secret what God can do. What he has done for me, he will certainly do for you. I can now look back and see how God prepared me for the next chapter in my life. I wasn't very pleased about it at the beginning, but I learned to deal with it, and I think after 17 years, going into 18 years, 2021 is going to be 18 years. I think now I know what God had for me and has for me to do in my years, 18 years and years to come, because I am in it to win it. I'm not going anywhere until he takes me. I just wanted to share something we wrote back on our brochure and how I felt and my belief that there is no secret what God can do. What he has done for me, he'll definitely do for you. And now and before, I can really certainly see where I am going with what he has prepared for me through my journey and what he has for me in the future. Not every single thing, but I think I'm on the right path. I know that he's going to continue to enlarge my territory and the ministry. I'm not sure how he's going to do that, but I know he's in the midst of doing it right now. So I thank you all for trusting me and the next chapter to encourage you each week and monthly and also do other occasions. My topic tonight is hold steady. Isaiah 41:13 says, I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand. And he certainly will just reach out and let him grab hold of your hand, because he will do just that. And I'm going to talk about a little bit of a Black history with my message. And there are more for me to say. But I will begin right now with the words, these two words, hold steady. I am going to first go to Webster explaining what hold steady means. And then I am going to talk about Harriet Tubman. And she will enlighten us what she meant by holding steady. Holding steady, I describe the skill of maintaining emotional groundedness and emotional steadiness, even under stress, you can hold steady. Harriet Tubman said that. Firm in position. Oh, yes, firm in position. Let me talk about her. Now, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, her movie was out and a new version of the Harriet Tubman. And this young lady who played that part, boy, she could run. She ran across that field. I have never seen a young lady run as fast as she did. But honey, she was on a mission. And she did not stop until she accomplished it. Harriet Tubman was one of the great American heroes of the 19th century. Showing remarkable courage, she guided more than 300 fellow slaves to free after the first escaped slavery by crossing into free territory to the United States. Nor not content to simply enjoy her freedom, she ventured back into slave states 19 times. Now 19 times to lead friends, family, and strangers to freedom. Sometimes guiding people on foot all the way to Canada. They did a lot of walking and traveling, but they wanted to be free. And Harriet Tubman, in watching that latest story, how she was free, but she went back. She kept going back. They were trying to discourage her from going back because they felt that she was going to get caught one of these days. But she went, how many times? I said 19 times in nothing but God. It was nothing but God. What drove Tubman to such a brave action? A woman of deep faith. She at one time said, I always told God, I am going to hold steady on you, and you've got to see me through. Her dependent on God's guidance as she led people out of slavery was a hallmark of her success. What does it mean to hold steady? Just like I mentioned, they're going to talk about it here, and then I'm going to talk about it more afterwards. What does hold steady mean to God? In the prophecy of Isaiah might help us that in reality, it is he who holds us as we grab his hand. Yes, we must grab hold of his hand. It says his right hand. And Isaiah quoted God who said, I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and say to you, do not fear. I will help you. Just like on Jason Nelson, I am. He's telling you in that song, I am who I am. Let me handle my business. Let me help you. Yes, he will. Just like Harriet Tubman had faith. She told God what she wanted to do, and God was right there. He said, do not fear. I will help you. And he did just that. Even though she was, other people discouraged her to not to continue because they felt that she was going to get caught. There was really no such thing as getting away because most of the time they caught the slaves and they did more. They killed them. They did so many things to them after they have found them after trying to get away. We must hold steady to God's word. Do not fear. I want to read the scripture in Isaiah that we focus on tonight. Isaiah 41. I would like to do 10 through 41. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Grab hold of his hand. Behold, all those who were incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing. And those who strike with you shall perish. You shall seek them and not find them. Those who contended with you, those who war against you, shall be as nothing, as non-existent things. That's what happened to Harriet Tubman. I mean, as she was running across those fields, running for freedom, her angels, God's angels, were right there, making sure for her being protected. She got over, how many it says? 300 slaves. That's a lot of slaves. You know that God had to be with her because you know if they, and most, they were looking for her and they could not figure. And the thing too, they didn't know who it was, who this lady was that kept freeing the slaves. It was nothing but God's protection. Getting back to the scripture. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. So what I am saying here, that God will help you get through your journey of grief. But guess what? One day at a time. Just walk with him, just like Harriet, as she continues to run through those fields, being free, one day at a time. You got to walk this journey of grief. We don't like the feeling. The feelings do not feel, it doesn't feel so good. But we have to keep the faith, knowing that if we just hold on to his hand, unchanging hand, that he will be there with us. Don't give up. And I want to talk about this conference that some of us went to the other day and getting some, just some little tidbits that was said that could be used also. But I also want to mention something about our pastor, my pastor, Dr. William E. Phipps Sr. In his sermon, he said one thing. He said, make the main thing the main thing. And what I want you to use that. The main thing, the main thing. Make God be the main thing, your focus and your faith to do whatever you're trying to accomplish in 2021. He should be the main thing. And everything else should follow underneath it. We got to believe that 2021 is going to be a better year, and we're going to have, I know we went through a lot in 2020. We don't want 2020 to ever come back. But just knowing that this year, it might take a while to get to that point. But sometimes we have to wait for the Lord, and be of good courage, and he will strengthen our heart, and he will see us through all of this. So we must have faith and believe that 2021 is going to be a good year. Because one of the this past Saturday, every year I attend this conference with Sarah Hurd, and Pastor Flippin supported some of our widows to attend this conference on Saturday. It was a long conference, but you know one thing? I wasn't doing nothing else. I was in the house. Most of the time, that's where I'm at. So I was able to not show my face, and I enjoyed it. I stayed on. It was about 3 hours. It went on because she was not familiar. This was her first time doing Zoom, and she normally has lots of speakers, but they were great speakers. And she normally have a just a great conference. And the name of her conference, and let me tell you this, Let Your Heart Beat Again. She's a widow. Sarah Hurd was married to the famous Bobby Hurd, and he had his radio show, and she took it over. And now, but you don't want to guess what? Let me tell you this. Let Your Heart Beat Again. She had a testimony, and I want to share this testimony, and I know others on the line who was at the event, the virtual conference, you heard this, but I want to share this part of this testimony that she gave. Now, it's amazing what God does and the way he does it. I don't know why your spouse or your loved one passed away. But let me tell you why Mary Hollis and Sarah Hurd, and there's many others that now know the reason why their spouse had transitioned. She said they prayed. She had words, because she has lots of prayer wars, that was just praying for her husband. Her husband died of cancer, stage 4. She hauled him down. Fasted everything. Seemed like she did everything that she should have done to save her husband and ask God to don't let him go. But guess what? Let Your Heart Beat Again would have never developed if Bobby Hurd did not transition. There was a purpose in this. And this is this was her 8th annual Let Your Heart Beat Again. And what is she saying in that, Let Your Heart, it's more or less that you can live again, you can love again, you can feel peace again. You have Let Your Heart Beat Again. It's more or less that there will be life again. Right now you can't think of being without your spouse or your son or your mother or whoever you lost. but just knowing that you will get through it one day at a time. I didn't like the idea when my husband passed. And guess what? We were only married for 6 years. Some of you were married for 30, 40, something years. God bless y'all. I wish I was married that long. But God, it wasn't for me. He wanted me to get into this ministry to help you all and others who are going through this journey of grief. I didn't accept it at first, but now I see my journey. But he has given me that love. He's given me that companion. He took the place of, he provided for me even more than my husband would have able to. So there is a purpose in every situation. I don't know what your purpose is going to be. Just ask God. But you remember this. There's two things I want you to remember. Okay? When we were put on this earth, we were born. It didn't say that we was going to be here forever. And it did not give us a date. We was not given a date when we were born. We were given a date from the doctor saying that we should be here by a certain time. That date was set. But as far as the date that you expire, no. And we have to accept that we don't know the time. But we have to accept it and get through it and believe in that this is the way that God wants things. But he's not going to leave you alone. Just like it says, I am your God, Lord, your God, who takes hold of your right hand. He will not, said, do not fear. I will help you. He's going to help you through this journey of grief. He did for me. Like I say, it's going to be 30 years. I've gotten through it. And look what I'm doing. And I'm hoping that I'm doing the best that God wants me to be in this life that I'm going, as I continue on with my journey in life. So just knowing that there's a purpose, there was a purpose for Harriet Tubman to do what she did because these people were hurting. They were being lynched. They were being abused. So many things that were happening to these slaves. It would have to be someone to begin something. There's always a beginning for something new. And Harriet Tubman was the person who could do this, who had faith in God and believed that God would get her through. And he did just that. So what I'm saying to you tonight, hold steady. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. He will get you through whatever you're going through. I got some stuff. I've been hanging on. I mean, they're hanging on with me. I mean, I just wanted to, you know, it's like a leash. But I know one day it's going to get better. I might be strong sometimes, but sometimes I get very weak. But that's okay as long as you pick yourself back up. That song, If You Fall Down, you fall down. Well, I can't think of it right now. If you fall down, you will get up, or something like that. But that's the same thing. But let me say, I only have a few more minutes, but let me mention some of the things that was said. Just a couple of statements that were said by different speaker. And each one of us, I spoke to some of you, and each one of you got something from each speaker, or there was a revelation that you wanted to know, and you received your revelation by one of those speakers. Now, I got a little bit from everybody, but Sarah Hurd seemed like she was talking to me. The title of her speech was Don't Let Anything Hold You Back. Orbit. That means you reach for the orbit. That means up in the air, up in the sky. So reach for it. Don't let anything hold you back. There are some more things that she said to me, but that, there was a reason for me receiving that. And one of the speakers talked about power to bounce back. That we have power to bounce back, but we seem to let it grief or the sorrow or all of this to hold us back. We got power to bounce back. You know one thing? If you pray over someone and believe in it, I'm not saying you're going to heal them from cancer, but your prayer can be very strong. Your faith can be very strong for the change thing. Power to bounce back. Another one talked about is it's going to be a great year. I won't believe that. Recovery. She also, there's another lady, presenter said, humble yourself. Praise, now this is one thing I want you to hold on to. Praise will release you, but it can't deliver you. Praise can release you, but can't deliver you. I mean, it was wonderful speakers, and there was one, I didn't get his last name, I was trying to hear his last name, but he was awesome, the one that talked about power to bounce back. He gave some demonstration. He was awesome. I would like to really rewind and listen to his presentation again. But getting back to hold steady. And I got to also, in 2 minutes, give some announcements. Hold steady. Hold on. You'll get through this period in your life. And that's Isaiah 41:10. That's one of my main scriptures. But read on to 41:10 through the 13th verse. Read that and believe in that, because I am the proof what he can do, how he can get you through. 6 years of marriage. Little girl was only 4 years old. Son was only 10 months. I got through it, and guess what? He blessed me, my children's education, and doing well. So I just want you to know that. Just hold steady. Do like Harriet Tubman did. She held steady and she accomplished. But let me talk about announcement. I'm out of time. Okay. There's two things I want to talk to you about. We're having a Valentine. I text all of you on Monday and let you know that we are having a Valentine celebration for you guys on Saturday, only for 1 hour, virtual on Zoom. I sent you also a copy of the flyer with the link and everything, all that information. If you have a question, call me. But please call in. Only one, we have lots of surprise. We don't want to tell you about everything. But at 1 hour, you're going to have a lot of fun and laughter. Wear red, the color red. And one important thing, DeKalb County announced that they have $21 million a program, a grant, to prevent people from eviction, rental, mortgage, and all that stuff. CEO Michael Thurman. An application is going to be available starting this coming Friday at 9 o'clock. Go to the DeKalb Tenant Landlord Assistance Coalition. If you didn't get all of that, go to his website. But there is, and just like he said in that article, help is on the way. He's gotten $21 million program to prevent from eviction. And this is for the landlord as well as the tenant. This is great. What else I needed to talk about? But the main thing is this coming Saturday. Now, Florence, if you are on the line, you make sure that Carl, your son, hook you up, because I want you to be a part of that Zoom. Okay? Tell Carl that he has to help you get on Saturday morning from 11 to 12 noon, 1 hour. But don't miss that 1 hour because we got a treat for all of you. Wear red, be blessed, and hold steady. Father in heaven, life is hard, but when we try to do it alone, we don't do things right. So we need your help. Please come alongside me in the greatest challenges and help me through while I am going through this. And I must believe that we are not alone if we have faith in you and hold steady. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Be blessed. Tune in again the same time from 10 to 10:30 p.m. And I want to see your face on Saturday. Check your text. I text you. I'll send a reminder again, but put it on your to save the date so you can be a part of this one-hour event that we have put together for you. Be blessed. Love you all.
I am he who held your power in